Empire Day, written by Diane Armstrong and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. As soon as Hanya heard the explosion, she looked at her mother's face and knew that the fragile calm of their home had been shattered. Eda Kotovic sprang towards her and clutched her arm. "They're shooting!" she cried, her eyes wide with terror. She pushed Hanya past the table, heaped with woolen jackets and skirts, waiting to be hemmed, and they stumbled to the back of the house, where a stained bathtub stood between the mangle and the copper laundry tub.
"Quick, get down," Eda panted. "They'll be here any minute."
Hanya crouched behind the rusting tub, her fingers scraping against the rough surface as she squirmed to free herself from her mother's grip. She tried to speak, but her mother clamped a hand over her mouth and whispered, "For God's sake, don't make a sound." As the frightening staccato noise continued, they heard someone banging on their front door. Her mother's body grew rigid, and her eyes became black pinpoints of alarm.
"I won't let them get you," she mouthed.
They heard people running and shouting, but the thumping on the door didn't let up, and above the din, they heard a girl's voice calling out,
"Hanny, come out and see the fireworks!"
Hanya pulled away from her mother and ran down the hallway, almost tripping on the worn cotton runner in her haste to open the front door. Beverly, her friend from across the road, was jumping from one foot to the other and flicking her fine fair hair from her eyes.
"Hurry up, Hanny, you'll miss all the fun!"
Hanya liked Beverly's version of her name. Hanny sounded affectionate and made her feel less foreign. Beverly was pulling her arm.
"Night, and we've still got loads of Roman candles and double bangers left."
Hanya stood on the narrow veranda of their Bondi Junction semi, under the curved iron roof, and stared at the bonfire blazing in the middle of the road. So that was what the teacher had meant by Empire Day, and why the boys in the street had spent the afternoon collecting bits of wood and fallen branches and piling them up on the edge of the pavement.